You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The board tasked with oversight of the Syracuse Police Department says it's eager to get to know the new Syracuse Police Chief, Kenton Buckner. The Citizen Review Board examines grievances against officers and can recommend corrective action. Buckner comes from Little Rock, Arkansas, which had no civilian oversight. CRB Administrator Raynette Relaford says it may take some time for Buckner to understand the board's role.
The CRB has many aspects of civilian oversight that he is not used to. So I think that it's going to take a little bit of time to understand what our oversight entails and how we can best work together to make sure that the community and the police department benefit from the CRB.
The CRB has often struggled to get cooperation from officers in their investigations. Board Chair Peter McCarthy hopes Buckner's fresh perspective can help change that, and says several other issues need to be addressed.
I think there's a real opportunity. There have been a number of issues that have been identified by the CRB over the last several years that need to be addressed, use of force being at the top of the list, and a number of other smaller issues. And we're hoping that the new chief will be able, with some outside eyes and experience from somewhere else, will be in a good position to make some of those changes.
McCarthy hopes Chief Buckner doesn't feel that the board is out to get the police, one of the misconceptions about the CRB.
In fact, the majority of our cases are not sustained, either because we determine that the officers were correct or maybe we just can't get enough information. We look at every single case carefully and try to consider both sides of it, which is a problem when the police don't show up to talk.
While the use of force complaints are a small fraction of total incidents that come to the CRB, the city has paid over $5 million in the past several years to settle them. Buckner said he already watched a recent forum on the department's use of force policy. Relaford is encouraged that the chief has already taken an interest.
I often say that the wall didn't come down in a day and everything takes time. So I know that it may take time and I just hope that there's not a situation before it takes time.
Buckner, who was sworn in Monday, has yet to meet with the CRB, although officials hope it happens before the month's end. The CRB holds open meetings on the first Thursday of every month, including this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in Common Council Chambers at City Hall. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.